Allapatta Middle School principal Bridget McKinney needed a writing teacher for new speech and debate courses she wanted to create. But she couldn't hire a new teacher. It wasn't in the budget. So she turned to what seemed like an unusual place, phys ed teacher Valdrina Oliver. She's been with the school for 28 years.
Let's go! Dale! Dale, dale, dale! Yeah, two more. Walk faster. Swing your arms.
Oliver's getting her students ready for a timed one-mile run. But now she's also getting them ready for the state's new annual exam. When Principal McKinney proposed the idea this summer, Oliver says she wasn't sure she was the right fit.
I love sports. I like to be outside. I'm a PE person. However, she had confidence in me that I can do it.
The next day, Oliver showed up at school with reams of research and lessons about teaching reading and writing. McKinney says that's why she picked Oliver.
It comes with passion, and she has this conviction in her voice, and she commands it, and she demands from her students that they all are expected to write to the highest expectation. So I just like the energy that she brought to it.
Another reason? Results. Last year, Miami-Dade school leaders asked McKinney to add a creative writing course. There was no money to hire someone new, so McKinney asked Oliver to teach the class. And Oliver's students earned some of the best FCAT scores in the school, particularly her students who were learning English.
My scores were extremely high, last year in writing. They were real good. And my ESOL kids did really well. And now I'm not afraid to do writing anymore.
Coaching up the gym teacher isn't the only way Principal McKinney has gotten creative. Ledemia Albury, remember her?
What's the big deal about Mr. Chester Dine?
She was lured away from a top-rated school to teach speech and debate at Allapatta.
Actually, from a school that was much easier to teach at than over here, but it's been a joy for me. Yes, it's been a big transition.
And that transition includes some compromise to make the debate classes fit. Allapatta has a growing Hispanic population, especially new immigrants from Honduras. The school can't hire enough translators, so Oliver and other teachers ask bilingual students to translate for students who don't speak much English. And the school had to make one big sacrifice to add the speech and debate courses. Allapatta no longer has a band class. There are still 140 kids in the band, but now they meet and practice after classes.
I kind of like compromised in a sense, but I augmented it after school because I didn't want to lose that connection. But yeah, I had to delete something in order to add this.
Oliver says she doesn't feel like she's had to give anything up. She still considers herself a PE teacher.
I am, but I'm an educator first.
And she says after 28 years at Allapatta, she loves the freedom to design the creative lessons her new role requires. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.